Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. We were listening to a little Pentatonix then, their Christmas music. It's, if you haven't heard this band before, this group, they're not a band. They have no musical instruments. They make all their own sounds, and it sounds like they have a band behind them, but it's just all a cappella. So we're sharing a little of that this morning, and I hope everyone is in the holiday spirits and not stressed out, taking time for the important things in yourself and life. So today is when we talk about your questions about how to use and whatever questions you have about calcium bentonite clay. I'm going to click and see if we have some questions in store, and we do. How can I make a eye drop for dry eyes from clay? Okay, if you will get a bottle of the, go to the grocery store, you want a bottle of eye wash solution. You don't want lens cleanser. There's a difference. So do not do it with the lens cleanser. Get a 4-ounce bottle of eye wash solution. You may have to ask the pharmacist to help you find it. They have 20,000 lens cleanser and only a couple of bottles of the eye wash solution. Pour that into a sterilized jar, clean jar, and then add 1 to 2 tablespoons of, I think one would probably be enough, of the liquid clay, the pre-mixed liquid clay. And you want to, when you mix your liquid clay, you want to let the grit settle to the bottom before you pour it up, because the idea is just to get the cloudy portion, not to get any sand in there. You can put that in a little eye cup, hold your head back, blink your eyes, move it side to side, or you can use it as drops. Now, what I really like for the dry eyes that helps unclog the tear ducts more or less is if you will get a round circle cotton cosmetic pad, the kind women use to take makeup off, their little compressed cotton pads, and put either some of the liquid clay or some of the clay mask on it. Close your eye and press it to your eyelid and leave it on for periods of at least 15 minutes. Take it off, you know, wash it off, and generally after I do that, I'll see some white stringy stuff coming out of my eyes, and I nearly always get a little white, you know, like sleepy that's in your eye when you wake up in the morning in the corner of my eyes after I do that. So it cleanses out that duct and really helps the eyes, or it does for me. I used to have dry eyes, and I don't have it anymore, so I'm very grateful for that. Thank you. Another question with no name said, is this product good for arthritis? Yes, it is. It's not an instant result. You need to drink it for a while. Also, apply it topically. You can take the clay baths. All of them are good for it. Primarily, drinking it and putting it on topically over the area, particularly when it's painful or aching. Put a clay mask on. You can either let it dry if it's on the area that's, you know, not cumbersome, you don't have to take your clothes off to do it, or you can put it on and wrap it with some saran wrap or glad press and seal to hold it in place. You can sleep with it on all night, or you can just do the topical applications. I find it probably will take you a couple of months to start getting significant notice of the joints coming back, you know, getting rid of that buildup in the joints that are making, say, your fingers or toes crooked. It takes a while for the clay to dissolve that, I don't know if it's calcium buildup, what it is in those joints that makes them rigid and starts deforming the hands and things. So stay with it, and I think you'll get some good results from it. It really worked for me on my thumb, just drinking the clay. Once I started drinking the clay, I noticed that my thumb quit aching, and I could open jars easier. And now it looks like my normal thumb. It doesn't have that knot on there. So get with it and have at it and enjoy the results. Grace in Clinton. I'm starting to take your products. I started to take your products 3 weeks ago, 1 teaspoon a day for my digestive system. I've noticed I've developed rashes on my body. Shall I stop taking your product? What you're doing is having a detox reaction. I would put the clay directly on the rash. It's toxins trying to come out of your body, and they haven't completely gotten up. So they've come up to the skin level, and there's so many toxins there, they're irritating it and causing a rash. So help them out. Keep taking the clay. You may want to lower your dose down a little bit. Your teaspoon of clay a day would be, I'm sure you're talking about, a teaspoon of the powdered clay in 2 ounces of water. Mix it and drink just 1 ounce twice a day or however many times you're taking it until, you know, you get through that detox area, and then you can increase it. So that's all that's happening. Don't be alarmed. I think if you put the clay on your rash, it will go immediately away and stop the itching too. Yvette, and I'm not sure where you're from, so I'm not going to try to pronounce it. When taking clay orally, is it okay to drink it every day, or should you stop after a certain time? If you're drinking living clay, you can drink it every day. I've been doing it for about 20 years. Occasionally I go out of town and forget to take it with me. But generally I've been on it for a long time. It is good because it maintains your balance. Clay is all about balance. It's homeostasis. It wants to keep the body in balance. A body in balance can heal itself. So it's going to balance your pH, your acidity factor. It's going to cleanse your lower colon. It's going to keep parasites away. Now, we ingest parasites on our food. They're a little microscopic. You can't really see them. We breathe them in. I don't know how we get them, but they're transported into our body all the time. So if you're constantly taking clay, you're going to be cleaning those out and not allowing them to build up. So yes, you can take it. And I have people who take as much as 4 ounces 3 times a day, and others that get by on 1 ounce 3 times a day. Everybody can find your maintenance dose. You want to take it like 2 ounces 3 times a day, if you're doing a cleanse protocol for 21 days or 2 weeks, just, you know, at least you want that long of a period. And then you can find your maintenance level. And like I say, some people get by great on 1 ounce twice a day. Others need more, given the condition of their body. We're all fighting different things and have different inherited qualities to our bodies. So find your happy place with clay. And if you start feeling bad, increase your clay. Certain times of the month or when I get stressed out, I get a little more acidic. So I go in there and I just kick back and increase my clay or take an extra dose. Clay is not a drug, so you don't have to be real careful about precisely when you take it and precisely how much you take. I don't think you could easily overdose on clay unless you sat down and took pounds of it at a time, daily. So I hope that helps you with your question. Sandra and Brandon, I take my daily 2 ounce dose of clay every day. Is it okay to take this dose when one wakes up in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m.? What is the best time to take a daily dose? You know, most people take it morning and night, maybe morning, noon, and night, depending on what they're working on. You can take it at 3 o'clock in the morning if you want. You can take it before meals. You can take it after meals. There's no specific time. You just get it in you and on you, and the clay will find a way to work. Give it time. After you've been on it maybe 6 months, you'll start noticing little things that used to bother you that aren't there anymore, and you kind of lost track of when that happened. For me, it was allergies. I noticed I could stay in a room with a cat and a dog a whole lot longer. Used to, I'd walk in the house, and if there was a pet, I could smell it, and I would get asthma. And now I can stay in for, I can go see my daughter, and she's got dogs, and stay there for days, and it doesn't bother me. But it took a while to build up to that level. And so don't be afraid to play around with your dose, and anytime you feel like you need it, just go take a dose. Doesn't mean it matter if you had had one 2 hours before or when. When you're first starting, new people like to take it on an empty stomach. It's recommended to do it that way so it can really get in there and cleanse the colon. Again, I still have a belief if you just get it in you and on you, the clay will find a way to work. Maria, hi Perry. I was thinking about soaking raw meat in clay water. Maybe a few hours is good. Could it be similar to when people take a clay bath, that it would pull junk out? I still have no improvement in my stomach problems, so I may experiment with soaking meat. However, if it couldn't help, let me know. I did buy a couple of Pyrex food storage containers. I got the largest bowl I could find. It's a large bowl with other sides inside. I buy Walmart meat, even though the quality is bad. It's still expensive in this town. I've never really heard that Walmart meat was bad. I think they have certain standards that they sell in stores, and you can get premium or aged beef, or you can just get regular beef, or you can get grass-fed beef, things of that nature. Maybe that's what you're referring to. I don't know about soaking it in water, what it will do. Reason being, the meat is dead. It's not in a live body, so there's no blood flow and circulation, and there's no skin to pull the toxins out. I tell you the truth, I'd never even thought about it. You can try it and see. It certainly shouldn't hurt anything. I don't know if it would, I just don't know. I just had never even thought of that. You know, my thinking is if you will take a little clay before your meals, anything you eat, if you're eating meat, if meat has something on it, when you're chewing, you're breaking it open to let whatever the bad stuff is. And that's when the clay can get to it and pull anything out. So if you go take 1 ounce of clay before your meals, then eat, I wouldn't have any qualms about it in eating meat that wasn't soaked or anything. I would just go ahead and cook it and eat it and trust the clay and let it do its thing. I know people who eat fish a lot like to drink the clay to get rid of any mercury or any chemicals, any pollutants that the fish may have been subjected to. This day and time, people are putting their chemical spill off into our rivers and waters, so you never know what's in which river stream. Just be safe and drink a little clay, okay? Thank you. Good question. I never thought of that one. Carol in Chicago. Hi there, sweetheart. How good is clay after X-ray exposure? Does it counteract the bad of the rays? Yes. After you've had X-ray, you know, like if you've gone to the dentist or had X-ray on your leg or ankle or an injury somewhere, go home and take some clay mask and rub it on the area. Plus, I would take a clay bath and I would drink some clay. But when I leave the dentist office, when they do those X-rays, I just keep my clay in the car with me, and I just go ahead, if I'm not going to go shopping or anything afterwards, and I just put it on my jaw and the areas that they x-rayed on my face, kind of give myself a facial in the car, a thin coat, and just drive home and wash it off, and then I can take a clay bath. If you have a full body x-ray, MRI thing, I would go home and take a clay bath. So thanks, that's another good question. Arlene in Charleston, I am a white female with colored and highlighted hair. Can I use clay on my hair without stripping my color? Yes, I'll say that, and then it may depend on the quality of your dye as well. We did have a dyed red hair, redhead that worked for us, and she tested it, and she washed her hair with it every day for a week, and it didn't affect her hair at all. So I believe that it's safe to do that. Another good question. Y'all are full of good ones today. Sandy Ray in Nashville. My friend to whom I gave the liquid clay says she is getting hot all over her body. She is drinking 3 times a day. This is her body detoxing, correct? I haven't heard the hot description in detoxing. What is the origin of hot? What I believe the origin of hot is circulation. It's really bringing circulation, blood flow, and oxygen to the skin. I know when I put a facial on and I leave it well after it's dried, maybe leave it on for an hour and a half, my face starts feeling flush and hot. And it could be that she's real sensitive to things, and if she is, I would have her cut back on the amount she's drinking and just do it twice a day and cut her dose down and then gradually build back up after her body adjusts to it. It can be stimulating blood flow and oxygen. It can be, like you say, it's rare that you hear people getting hot all over their body. That more, you know, you might feel that after a clay bath, but I really don't even get that after a clay bath. Another thing it does is it promotes energy, so it may be the energy that she's really sensitive to it, and the energy in her body is building up, and it just kind of makes her feel flush and hot. I think she'll find if she'll cut back on the amount she's taking, drink lots of water during the day, and that'll help that go away. Thank you. Okay, we're out of questions for a while. I'm going to go over to the phone line. Does anyone on the phone line have a question they'd like to ask? If you do, if you'll press star 2, it'll open your line and signal me, and I can let you on the line. I had an interesting comment from a gentleman the other day. He was disappointed in the clay and said, and I wanted to show you what his reaction was. He said he drank the 2 ounces twice a day for 2 weeks and didn't feel anything. Now, he had arthritis in his knee. He did take a clay bath and said his skin was very soft, but he wasn't taking it for soft skin. Evidently, he had arthritis in his knee. He wasn't applying it topically, and he only took it for 2 weeks. And we just, you know, we always say the cleanse is about 3 weeks. So my belief is that he said he didn't experience any kind of healing crisis. Most people do not feel a healing crisis. It's rare. People are really toxic, like the lady with the rash. She was having a healing crisis. It was bringing up a rash on her body as the toxin tried to get out. So we hear about it, and some people have, you know, headaches, or they feel like they have the flu, or they get nausea for a few days. Generally runs its course in 2 to 3 days. And then they start really feeling better. But not everybody has a healing reaction, so don't take the clay expecting to have some kind of negative reaction in your body, because that's very rare. And I think he was looking for something to jar him or some kind of reaction. The clay is very subtle when it works. I know oftentimes I cut my leg one time and I put the clay on it, and I totally forgot I had a cut there. It healed it so quickly that I forgot, and a couple of days later said, someone asked me, how's your leg where you cut it? And I went, huh? And I had to look down and say, oh, it's fine. It's already healed. So when it works so subtly, you may not realize for a couple of days afterwards, oh, I'm not limping anymore. Oh, my hip doesn't hurt anymore. Wonder when that started. And you kind of lose track of it because it works so gently in the body. So, well, I haven't gotten any messages on the phone line. Let's see if we have any more questions coming in. Well, not very many questions today. Let's see. Here's my tip for the holidays. Keep some clay mask in your kitchen while you're cooking. Generally, when I'm cooking, it's doing things like getting a roast or a turkey out of the oven that I usually hit the rack or maybe the cookie sheets and hit a rack and burn myself. But get that clay mask on it immediately, and it will take the pain away. That nerve-burning sensation will go away in seconds, and you keep the clay on it, it won't blister. As long as it's red or pink, keep putting the clay on there because it's still healing. But that's my best tip for the holidays, is keep some clay handy for that and for cuts as well. If it's a deep cut and bleeding, pack it in dry clay and wrap it real tight, and it will stop the bleeding. Then you can just leave that on there and put the clay mask over it and wrap it again, and it will literally pull a cut together as slick as if you had had it stitched up. So before you have it stitched up, unless it's in a joint where you're going to be bending your finger and cracking it open, I don't think you'd have to worry about stitches. The clay will really pull it back together. What else did I think of the other day? Okay, you know, we get tired and stressed out, and a good bath at night is the most relaxing. If you can, you know, put a few candles in your bathroom, fix you a clay bath, get in and soak, put a towel behind your head, scooch down in the water, soak, stir the water, get out, dry off, and just crawl into bed and you'll sleep like a baby. We take on so many stresses and worry and trying to do so much for everybody. I remember I would always think, I need to ask the girls to help me this morning. They need to take out the trash or to do this or empty the dishwasher because I've got so much on my list and I'm running behind. And before I could get it out of my mouth to ask them, they would come up and say, "Oh, Mom, I've got to be at school early. I've got this project and I need some help. Can you do this for me?" And I thought, I was going to get one thing off of my list, and I just put another thing on, because that's what mothers do, right? So take some time to pamper yourself during the holidays and take a clay bath. They are absolutely wonderful. If you've never had one, I highly recommend them. Okay, Sandra has a question. Will clay mixed with Soleil salt solution have healing properties? I'm not sure. You can see it, mix it and see if it stays in emulsion. When I mix salts with clay, it keeps the clay from swelling and emulsifying, and it just separates and the clay goes to the bottom and there's water on top. So if it's like that, I'm not sure if it's going to be as healing, you know, if it didn't separate out. Somehow it cancels the swelling properties, and that's when it swells is when it exposes those negative layers, and that's the space in which it captures the toxins. So when you mix it, if it separates, I wouldn't put them together. If you want to take them, take one and wait a few hours and take the other. Very good question. And if you come back and have an answer to that, let us know. I used to have the book on how to make a Soleil salt solution, and I don't have it, so I can't experiment with that. Another question from my friend Caro in Chicago. Where and when does clay not work? What do you know? Thank you. Clay doesn't seem to work on neuromuscular diseases like MS, strokes, Parkinson's disease. Once the nerve damage has happened, the clay does not reverse it. I had one person with Parkinson's disease that let me know that he thought his tremors were less severe when he started taking the clay. But I have not had anything, to my knowledge, of it, helping reverse any of the effects of those diseases or even calming them down and stopping the progression of it. Again, a clay is going to help the whole immune system. So I recommend anyone take clay. I'm trying to think of what else clay doesn't work on. Works on teeth and gums. Well, that's the main thing that I can think of. I should have made a list, but it's really amazing how it works. You know, it works with the whole body, and the minute you drink it, they did a test on this guy in France. They put a patch on the bottom of his foot, hooked him up to electromagnetic machine to get a reading, and the minute the clay got in his mouth, it resonated with his body, and the machine went off. It went all the way down to his foot. So it is a general resonation of energy that goes throughout your body, even though the clay isn't absorbed in the bloodstream. This is like a little electromagnetic energy that gently stimulates the body. It's nothing you feel. You rarely feel it. Now, I have had some people that had a lower gut pain, acid reflux, that could feel right after they drank it, they could feel something going on in their tummy. It wasn't bad. It was just that they were aware of it. And within 15 minutes, the pain stopped. And one lady had a lower gut pain for a year. So it helps the body in ways that aren't noticed, by cleansing the colon, balancing the pH, and the electromagnetic energy of the clay, plus the fact that it's a catalyst. And as a catalyst, it can, cooperating with the body through enzymes, make proteins, minerals, and vitamins that the clay doesn't even contain, that the body is deficient in. We don't know the amounts. We do know that it helps some, so I just trust the clay. And speaking of that, if you study soils and plant science, and most of the research has been done in the agronomy area of study of soils, because clay is so instrumental in making things available, putting a little clay. This is why I say when you get through drinking your liquid clay, if you have a little residue on the bottom, add some water to it, shake it loose, and feed it to your plants. I did that yesterday. It's a fertilizer for plants. The plants have enzymes that can break down the clay and take in the minerals. There are enzymes in the plants. I don't know if it doesn't break down. If somehow it creates the minerals that it needs. So we do know that the minerals in clay are kind of locked in. They make up the cage, and they're tightly bound together with oxygen molecules. So you're not taking it as a mineral supplement. You'll get a tiny bit of calcium, potassium, sodium, or magnesium, but not enough for a daily minimum requirement. Even though you buy the bottle clay and it says mineral supplement, that's the only way they know to sell it. And clay is a horse of a different color. It's not a food, so it doesn't fit that category. Since the minerals in the clay are not bioavailable, it's not really a mineral supplement. So what do you call it? There's no category for it. It's a horse of a different color. That's what I say. Thank you. All right. Maria, will there be any living clay makeup products? I don't know. Well, makeup products, are you talking about colored face creams and face powders and rouge, stuff like that? We haven't gone down that road. There's so many makeups out there. I can't see putting another one on the line. You know, we don't have the big money to go out and advertise to really push it as a makeup. I'm sure people could take it if they want to. We had a little girl that worked for us, and she would mix, I don't know what she mixed with it, but she'd mix it with her clay and make a face powder. So we just never gotten into that. The closest we come to is the body creams, which are really wonderful. And if you've never tried the face and body scrub, it's one of our most popular items. I'd say our most popular items are, of course, the clay powder and the clay in any form, the face and body scrub, the new detox deodorant, and I got the second complaint the other day of a lady using it and starting to have BO where she'd never had BO before, and she was a school teacher, and it got real bad. And she contacted us, and I said, you need to clean your lymph glands out. Put a clay poultice under your arms at night and put some saran wrap there and sleep with it on. And the first person who did that started getting horrible body odor. So on the weekend, she did the clay mask, and then she tried it again on Sunday, and she hadn't had BO since then. The clay was literally detoxing her lymphatic system, and there was a lot of toxins in there that were causing the body odor. Body odor is a way of detoxing. It's one of the ways we detox. Bad breath, body odor, urine, feces, sweat, those are all ways that we detox naturally. So, okay, do you recommend taking psyllium regularly or just if experience constipation? A lot of people like to take psyllium, and psyllium will literally scrub out the colon. The problem is it cleans out the good bacteria and the bad bacteria, and then you're going to have to really start taking probiotics to get your system back in the right balance. So if you do take it, follow it up with a probiotic. If you get constipated, I recommend over-the-counter magnesium tablets, 250 milligrams. We all need more magnesium. And magnesium helps, I know it helps make calcium more bioavailable. They say you need slightly more calcium than magnesium than calcium to make the calcium more bioavailable. So you get it at the grocery store, and you want to make sure when you look on the back, the main ingredient is magnesium oxide. There are lots of magnesium products. There's one called Calm that has magnesium and other things in it. But I think the magnesium tablets work better. They're 250 milligrams. They always also have them in a 400 and a 500 milligram, which were a little strong when I tried it. I take the 250, and if I'm going good, I back off, and if I need it, sometimes I just need a little help, and I'll cut one in half. So play around with it and find the right dosage for you. If you want to take the psyllium, go ahead. Just remember to take a good probiotic after that. Sandra has another question. How much water should you drink when taking the 2-ounce dose of clay? Well, you've got 2 ounces of water in your 2-ounce dose of clay. Drink it. You don't want to turn around and drink a glass of water right afterwards because you'll be diluting the dose. So allow it to get down to go through your stomach and get into your colon. Wait 30 minutes. During the day, drink a lot of water. You want to drink water just to flush things out. But don't do it right on top of your clay because you'll sort of dilute the effect of it. If you notice when you drink it, if you put it in a little like shot glass, something glass, and you drink it, it leaves a coating on the glass. And when you feel it, it's very slippery. It's slick. And when you just try to rinse it out, it doesn't rinse out. It leaves a coating on the glass. So we want that to happen inside of you to balance and clean and heal that colon and your stomach. So wait till at least 30 minutes after you take your dose of clay to start drinking a lot of water. Nice questions today. Well, we seem to be out. Let me see if I can think of another. We did have a testimony the other day that of a lady started drinking the clay and said her energy level, she could notice it within the first 2 weeks. She noticed she had more energy. She just felt like doing things. It wasn't the nervous energy. It was, gee, I may tackle that closet today. I need to clean out the refrigerator. And things that we usually, when we think of, we get tired and we go, oh, God, I can't do that right now. I just don't have the energy. So that's another one of the little benefits of play that we notice is we have a pickup in energy. I'm 76 and I do not take naps during the day. And I get up fairly early. I'm not a 5:30 wake up person, but I'm up by 7 o'clock, and I'm usually up till 12 or 12:30. I know I'll get to bed earlier, but there are a lot of emails I can answer and things I can do in the quiet of the evening when the phone isn't ringing. So about 10 o'clock, I start to work. Okay, I'm not getting any more questions. So our time is up for today. I just want to wish everyone a wonderful holiday season. Notice when you're getting tired, and if you need to take a nap, take one, because when we get tired, we get irritable and we fuss and say things to our children and loved ones that we don't mean necessarily. We're just exhausted and frustrated, and things come out of our mouths before we think. So treat yourself kindly. Drink your clay. Give yourself some facials during the holidays, too, because stress shows up on our complexion. Stay beautiful, stay happy, and cheers. Happy holidays. This is Perry 8 signing out.